FM 90.3 WJTL, that is Cutlass, No Wonder, Roar of the Rugged Cross. Mark Schultz, Healing in the Hands before that. Good morning, 719.
Weather forecast today, mostly sunny. There is a chance of some afternoon showers or a thunderstorm, high 88. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of those storms once again, low 69. For our Friday, becoming cooler with some clouds and rain, 79 for your high. Saturday and Sunday, both days, mostly cloudy, maybe a thunderstorm or a rain shower. High 80 for Saturday, 85 for Sunday, currently at 73.
We're hanging out with Ashley Peck. Ashley, the communications manager for Hospice and Community Care. And Ashley, I hear they've been setting up all week at the Solanco Fairgrounds for your big Labor Day auction.
Yes, it's been a big week for us. And it's actually the 34th year that we've been doing the Labor Day auction.
Pretty awesome. Tell us about the auction that's coming up this weekend.
Okay, so it is Saturday and Monday. And it is filled with almost anything that you could possibly think of to bid on, that you could look for. We have plants, we have used items and furniture and quilts. And another big thing that a lot of people come for is the Amish-made food.
So what do you have?
Huge attraction.
What kind of food?
One of the big things that a lot of people come for every year is the breakfast logs.
What's a breakfast log?
I was going to say that's usually the normal
response
we get.
Yeah, I want to know what that is.
It is an omelet that's wrapped in a soft pretzel and deep fried. Excuse me. So it is delicious.
I forgot to mention samples, that when you come on the radio, you need to bring samples next time.
Or a field trip.
Yeah.
And they are absolutely delicious.
I've never heard of that.
Not something you want to do on a daily basis.
No.
Certainly Labor Day auction appropriate.
Well, yeah. And these particular ones, since they go to a good cause, have no calories.
No.
And are not bad for your cholesterol.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
None of the homemade donuts that they make or the milkshakes that are wonderful. We have chicken barbecue, pork barbecue dinners. So all of that stuff, the calories are just left out.
Yeah, and it all benefits hospice.
It does. It does. Everything that, all of the funds that are raised directly benefit the patients and families that are receiving hospice care.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So it's happening Saturday. What time does it start Saturday?
The doors open at 7:30, so you can start getting all of that amazing food. And Saturday we have made-to-order omelets.
Nice.
So you can start getting all of that food at 7:30. The auctions start at 8:30. So that means you can start looking at plants, and we have the art auction on Saturday as well. And we have a day of care auction that goes on at noon, and we'll have a WGAL personality there. So we kind of add a little bit of different differentiation in the auctions at different times during the day to give it a little bit more pizzazz. But there's so many things to look at and so many different things to do.
And how long do you go Saturday then?
Basically until
until we run
out of some of the stuff.
Yeah.
But usually it's around 5 o'clock.
And then how about Monday? What are the
Monday
times?
The doors open again at 7:30, and you can get in line for those delicious breakfast logs.
Right.
And the auctions start around 9.
And if folks want more information, you have a website specifically for the auction.
Specifically for the auction. It's that big. It's labordayauction.org. And we also have an app. And you can get that for iTunes and Google Play.
And that's pretty cool. The Labor Day auction for hospice and community care, Saturday and Monday. It's happening at the Solanco Fairgrounds. LaborDayAuction.org is the website. Do you have something that you've got your eye on for the auction?
Well, we do have, this year, we had a quilt that was made by volunteers from the Modern Quilting Guild.
Yeah.
And they made it specifically to commemorate our volunteers.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's this beautiful, it's more like a wall hanging.
Yeah.
But it's of modern colors, and it's beautiful. But there's
cool.
So many different things within the auction that you could look at. We have used cars, and I mean, I always check out the plants. One of my places to go every year. But we have vacations, and it's almost anything.
Very cool. Check it out online, labordayauction.org, the Labor Day Auction for Hospice and Community Care, benefiting the families that are impacted by hospice and community care. And it's happening Saturday at the Solanco Fairgrounds, and again on Monday, opens both days at 7:30. Check it out, labordayauction.org. Ashley, great to meet you, and thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
Back to the music we go. Plums.